welcome to Rotten Avocado. I'm your host, Jason Fillmore, and as always, I'm here with my beautiful wife, Michelle Hardy.
Hello, Jason.
Hello. We had summer hiatus.
I know. We took a little bit of time off. I get a little feedback there.
Are you getting a little feedback?
Just a little.
Okay.
There.
Well, there. Is that better?
That sounds a lot better.
All right. So summer, it's over. We're getting into fall.
Yeah, and we got some really special guests in the studio today. It's not just you and I.
So introduce them.
So we got Greenfoot Energy, and we have Adam
Robinson.
I am going to screw up your name.
Adam Govan.
John Govan.
See? I would have done that wrong. So we have these fine gentlemen here to explain a little bit to us about heat pumps and other sources of energy and programs that you can tap into and get some funding and some information to save money, because we're coming on to cold season and nobody wants to be cold. Nobody. So maybe you guys can explain a little bit of how long you've been with the company and a little bit about yourselves.
Absolutely. So yes, I'm John Govan, I'm the business development manager for All Atlantic Canada with Greenfoot Energy Solutions. I've been with the company for 4 years now. And now we Greenfoot has grown quite a lot, and not because of me, because of a mutual effort from all the company. We're now in 7 different offices. We're in Charlottetown, Halifax, Moncton, St. John, Fredericton, and Tracadie, and Edmonton. We have a satellite office over there as well. So we do anything, our work, we do anything from heating and cooling, so ductless mini splits, central heat pumps. We do geothermal heat pumps as well, and we do insulation such as spray foam, cellulose, and bath insulation.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. So basically anything energy efficiency related is, we like to have our hands in that mix there. So we also do appliances as well.
You do appliances?
Yes.
Appliances? What kind of appliances? Yes,
we're a Samsung dealer.
Samsung dealer? Yes. So fridges, stoves, microwaves.
Exactly.
Oh, interesting.
Guys, we really got to talk after.
Oh, yeah, no. If I knew that, believe me.
I'm not going to lie. We really like that fridge that has the screen on it. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yes. There's
anything I can hook a Bluetooth up, I'm all for it.
Yeah. Sold. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sold.
And actually, I got the news that Samsung, actually, all their appliances, they're looking to put all of their models, even entry-level, apartment-level, everything Wi-Fi. So it's supposed to be by 2022 there. So I think most of their most of their stuff is already Wi-Fi enabled, but everything is going
to
be.
That's great, because I know in my industry in property management, appliances, it's hard to get for apartments, and they're always breaking down. They're always needing repairs. So this is very enlightening news.
So. Well, I don't want to go too far into that, but do you guys find that there's still hard to get appliances?
It's really an industry problem right now, because since COVID, usually the delivery time for appliances, it's in regular business time, it's usually 2 to 3 weeks. But at this time right now, it's really unpredictable. So we always like to tell our investors or our customers that order 3 to 4 months at a time, just to be safe, and it will most of the time it comes in before that. There, so we always like to take the safe route.
Yeah, so it's easier to know it's coming.
Yeah, exactly.
And to plan, but there's always that odd time that something breaks when you at least expect it.
Absolutely, yeah, and everybody's in the same boat. That, to my knowledge, there it's not only a Samsung issue; it's really with all the companies.
Hopefully we get out of that soon.
Exactly.
So sidestepped me there a little bit. So how about you, Adam? Do you want to just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I'm a business development representative here in St. John, but I do work along New Brunswick. I've been with the company for almost a year and a half. I started as a sheet metal worker. I did that for about 6 or 7 months, and then I got an opportunity to work with John Govan Business Development. And sales has always been in my background. It's been in my blood. It runs in my family. So I'm happy to end up in the position that I'm in. And St. John's been treating me very well. Getting lots of great feedback, lots of great referrals. It's been a welcoming city and a good time.
We like new people.
Yeah, no, I get that vibe for sure.
We really do. Yeah. They're like, come into our house, eat our food. We have really good restaurants now, though.
I've been invited to many home dinners, yes.
And you're not coming from far, far away, though, so you're from the province.
Yeah, I'm from Riverview, born and raised, yeah.
Nice, yes. Yeah. And just one question, are we better?
Oh, come on. Don't put me on the spot like that.
Jeez, that's a loaded question.
That's a loaded question. There'll be some upset people back home.
All right. I won't do that then.
St. John's great.
We're all great. I like to tell people what they ask me, because in real estate, they're always like comparing like Moncton, Fredericton, St. John. Tell me the difference. I'm like, they all have their great qualities. Yeah. They really do. Like,
so true.
There's so many different things. So it just depends what you want, right?
Yep.
Each city's different. I work in all in quite a few of them. Moncton, especially Fredericton, Bathurst, that they all bring a different feel,
yeah,
and a different experience in the Maritimes.
Totally.
Yeah. So, what can you guys tell us about heat pumps, savings?
Well, actually, heat pumps in the Maritime is actually a very great investment when you're looking for energy efficiency, when you're looking to reduce your cost of heating the property. Obviously, building insulation is very important, mm-hmm. but when you're looking to as a heating source, ductless mini splits is actually a very popular item. Our climate is perfect for it, so that's one of the reasons why it's very popular in the Maritime provinces there. And we did see a big increase for multi-units requests for people who are looking to add mini splits to their properties to offer efficiency to their tenants and also to offer cooling to their tenants. It's starting to be a very very requested item in multi-unit buildings. And the good news is, since August of 2020, there's amazing rebates that are available to help investors and property owners to make that upgrade.
And those rebates, they're not just for residential, they're for the investors as well, and maybe better, I heard.
Yeah, exactly. So the both have their strengths. Residential rebates from the NB Power Total Home Energy Program is actually a very, very good program. And now you can actually double dip. There's the Greener Home Grant that just came out not too long ago. So you can actually take advantage of both rebate programs. So it's very, very interesting for the property owners, mostly on the residential side of things. But for multi-unit buildings, there's the business rebate program that's available. So it's a program that is starting to make more noise, if I can say. It's getting more and more popular. It's been active since August 2020. And you can actually, if you're looking to replace your baseboard heaters as a primary source of heat, you can keep them as backup. But if you're adding mini splits, you can get as much as 25% of the cost of the total project. Wow. So it's a very good return on your investment there. It makes the projects more feasible.
Yeah, it does. It really does. And what about conversion from different heat sources besides electric baseboard?
So I know that in St. John, there's a lot of
oil. We have a lot of oil.
Lots of oil. And unfortunately, there is no... I don't want to say that there's nothing available, but there's no big ticket that is very popular that makes it as interesting as the ductless mini split. Most of those multi-unit buildings that are heated by oil, they take care of the whole building. So it's when you're looking at a central heat pump system, if you want to be able to handle a full building like that, you need to, ideally, you want to put some zone in. It gets very expensive. Okay. Each zone can be anywhere from $3,000 to $4,000 per zone there. So often people will lean more towards the ductless mini split, mm-hmm. because it's a better, it's often a better investment, better bang for your buck there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I guess, how long does this program last? Is there an end date or? So
the program has been active since August 2020, and they've announced it till 2023. Okay. Or until the funds runs out.
So get on fast
kind of thing. Yeah, really. Yes, and it's actually very popular. We're pushing a lot towards that program. Anybody that has a building that has the rate classification needed to qualify. So,
okay, you're going to have to explain. Maybe Adam could take that
one. Yeah, absolutely.
So anywhere in New Brunswick besides St. John, you're looking for General 1 or General 2 account through MB Power. In St. John, you're looking for General 004. So what that class of account means is that it's a commercial building. So that's what you're looking for.
So that information is found on your bill?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
okay. So so if somebody's looking and they want to, they're buying a building and they're like, okay, does this apply? Do they call you first or?
So yeah, they certainly can. I mean, I've had investors call me. They're thinking about buying a building. They contact whoever owns the building that they're buying it from. They'll provide me with a copy of their power bill. And then we can confirm that. They go through with their deal. We set the application up. We do all the paperwork for the client to get them set up with the commercial rebate program. And then once they get approved and they take ownership of the building, and off we go.
Then you can come in with your trucks.
There you go.
Do you guys still have the green monster?
Yes, we do. He's not going anywhere.
I love it. I see them.
I think he's like, got a family now, eh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You got to check out the logo. It's awesome.
He's hard to miss.
Yeah, no, it's great. I'll drive by and I see your trucks. I'm like, ooh, somebody's got savings. There you go.
That's what we like to hear.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Jason says I like to spend, though.
That's another show.
There you go.
But I don't know, like, so if I was going to ask, the program doesn't apply, so I guess, is there restrictions on certain buildings?
So most buildings, where we see them qualify, they will have a house meter for the building. Even if, let's say, a 12-unit apartment building, even if all the tenants pay their own utility,
okay,
if they have their own NB Power or St. John Energy account, as long as there's a house meter on the building that has that rate classification, it will qualify for the program.
Okay, so and if they don't, can they put a house meter? Because sometimes the cost savings might work.
Yep, absolutely. So there is an investment. It's very reasonable.
Okay.
But yes, you can put the house meter. So you're going to have a charge for that. For the
installation of electrician to go through, set it up, make sure it's approved by the city.
Exactly. But it will allow you to take advantage of those incentives. And a lot of people, when they put in those mini splits, since they're able to give a good heating saving and also provide the luxury of the AC, they're able to increase their rents in return. So it's a very reasonable investment for the return that you're able to get as an investor.
I know there's a lot of St. Johners that we used to AC, oh yeah, whatever, now we want it. Their summers are a little warmer, so it's a bonus to have for sure.
Absolutely.
I did want to ask you as well, so if people are putting heat pumps in, it used to be known that you can only go to a certain temperature, like they would only cover to a negative. I know this has changed, but do they cover like minus 20 weather or?
Yeah. It will depend on the model that you're putting into in the building. So there's units that will range anywhere from minus 15 to minus 30 ambient temperature. So it doesn't take in consideration the wind chill factor.
Okay.
So it can be minus 40 outside, but if the ambient temperature is below minus 20, your heat pump would still be pushing its output there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's really good. Yeah.
So it's a discussion that's very important to have with your with the advisor when you're investing, so you know exactly what you're buying. But usually for the multi-unit buildings, for the property owners, usually they're very interested in the mid-range units compared to going with the highest efficiency unit or the entry-level unit. If I can say, if you get a good mid-range, usually you're going to get a minus 20 ambient temperature rated unit, mm-hmm. and it will do
which will cover most days.
Exactly. There may be, and last year was a very great winter. We were very lucky. It was very mild. But usually you can count on your hands the days that are very over minus 30 ambient temperature. They're very rare, and you don't want to go outside. So your baseboard heaters will be the baseboard heaters, or oil will be your
crank
your
in there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Expect that, Bill. Yes. So do you find that people are using? Can you do it with wood stoves and pellet stoves?
Yep, absolutely.
So you don't.
So there are like there are two different programs. So there's the business rebate program that will mostly be interesting for the multi-unit property buildings. Mm-hmm. There is a residential program that is called the Total Home Energy Program. Will actually have incentives for wood stoves and for pellet stoves. And the Green Home Initiative as well will have some good incentive for those as well. Mm. So the NB Power, if you go on the NB Power website, there's a tablet called the Save Energy.
Okay.
And you can find all the different programs on the website. Mm-hmm. And it really details what is available as far as incentives for those energy upgrades.
Or can we just call you guys?
Absolutely. 100%. Absolutely. We would be very happy to help you with that.
I'm just thinking, those websites are real fun. Yeah. I'm not going to say any websites that I've been on lately, but I'm just going to say sometimes it's awkward. I like talking to people. But yeah, so if somebody wanted to, so they can call us to get it all set up and organized and go through that process. And it sounds like you guys take them step by step through it.
100%.
So we like to call ourselves energy advisor first and salespeople second. So we'll always try to guide the property owner towards the most savings as possible.
There. Right, because what might not work today for one building, they're going to go to you for the next one, right, if they trust you.
Exactly, and every building is different. Every scenario is different. So there's no cost to get an assessment. We will send somebody to go take a look and make some recommendations, and hopefully we can find some interesting solutions.
Sounds good. Jay, do you have a question?
I have a question? No, well, I know I worked with you guys yourself even for the last little while because it's been very popular. A lot of investors have been coming here and using heat pumps and putting them in their buildings. You just did one, as we were talking before the show, in Cocaine. I think it was an 8-unit building that we put them in.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and I've met you at other buildings to do, you know, quotes and assessments and all that. So, I mean, the service is excellent, and the investors just love it with the savings, and even the tenants themselves, you know, getting the savings on their power bills. It makes the unit more appealing to rent.
Yeah. It's a win-win for tenants and building owners, and everybody gets the best of both worlds. Plus, I don't know, but I prefer the heat pump heat.
Yep. Like it's better. It feels better.
Yeah, yeah. It's not so dry or I don't know. It just feels better.
I like the air conditioning.
Yeah.
The air conditioning is a very good pump.
I love the air conditioning. Especially if you live in Moncton. Yeah. You need to have the air conditioning.
Yeah. A question that we get asked often, Lee, as well, is the maintenance on those and the maintenance and the warranty. So most of the unit will come with a fairly good coverage. It comes with a 1-year part, often 10 or 12, pardon me, I'll take that back. 1-year labor, 10 to 12 year part coverage. That's a basic coverage, and you can add an extended labor coverage on it. Mm-hmm. So if you do that for a very reasonable cost, you have full peace of mind of no service call fee, no labor fee for the next 10 years. So it protects your investment.
So you guys come clean it too?
We do the cleaning as well. It's not covered in the warranty.
Yeah.
Cleaning it will all be always be different. Each individual unit's apartment, I mean, mm-hmm. They're all different. So all depending of the environment that the mini split is in. If it's a smoking environment, or if there's a lot of pets, or if there's a lot of dust, the filters inside of the indoor head of the unit will need to be cleaned regularly. And you should always clean those on a monthly basis.
That's what we recommend. Basis. So I've been doing it every 3 months.
Yeah. Depends on the environment.
Yeah, it depends. It depends. At home, I have a mini split, and to be honest, I only clean it probably once or twice a year. But it's a
tisk.
Hey, wow! I thought I was bad.
it's actually like we. I like to. I'm happy that we live in a very clean home, and it's not. It's when we clean.
Obviously,
it, it's
not you're not a smoker.
I'm not a smoker. So it all depends on the environment that it's in there. But the deep clean, when we go in and do a full deep clean of the unit, that is usually recommended. Again, it's all depending of the environment, but at least every 3 years. Though.
Hmm. We've recently launched a service, a sister company to Greenfoot called Service Yeti. which specializes on the servicing and cleaning of HRVs, mini splits, and doing our service calls and all that type of stuff. So if you see a green hand with a wrench, you'll know that that's our service Yeti vehicles.
Okay, yeah, I think I've seen that.
Yeah, yeah. So some people are thinking it's our competition, but
no, it's your sister.
It's our sister. Yeah, that's right.
I get it now. I did see that picture. Actually, it was one of them on the building out here because I think you guys had a. We're supporting on one of the Moonlight Madness we
yes.
had. So, yeah.
We had our mascot here last week.
Yeah, so they had some pictures outside. Yeah, I was like, what is that?
Did you spot the Yeti? It was a contest around it.
I did. That was what it was. Yeah. It's like, oh, good, I won something. I don't know what I got. That was a cool idea. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, we met you, Adam. I met you when you came on Coldwell Banker. We had a meeting.
Zoom call.
Yeah, we get to hear all about.
That was my first Zoom call.
That was
my
really?
First Zoom call, yeah.
You did
with,
great.
Like, 27 realtors from Coldwell Banker.
And we're all, like, super serious, and we're all like, okay, yeah. And then, you did good.
Thank you.
Yeah, because we can be a little overwhelming sometimes. That's
no, you guys were great. I felt really comfortable the whole time, and I've actually developed quite a few relationships with a lot of those people that were on the Zoom calls, and I'm happy to finally have met you as
right.
well, and look forward to that relationship as well. So
yeah, it was one of those we like to learn a lot and get a lot of information, and you were there bringing
that.
It to us, and that yeah. was really good. So.
So if people wanted to reach out to you guys, who would they call? What's the number? What's the email?
So we're very easily findable on Google. There, if you Google Greenfoot Energy Solutions, we have a 1-800 number. Unfortunately, I don't have it on top of my mind. I usually always use my cell phone, but please feel free to search us online, and we will be happy to answer.
I think Adam might know that number.
Well, I see 1-800-380-Yeti here, but that's not the Greenfoot number.
But I'm sure they will have the number if yeah. you called them. But Google it for sure.
And we have their contact information as well.
Yes.
So you can reach out to one of us, Jason or myself.
Right.
And we can set you up.
Or sure. the website, www.greenfootenergy.ca.
Well, that's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, thank you, guys.
Yes, yeah, thank you very much. Yes.
Thanks a lot.
And Michelle, how do people get a hold of you?
Oh, they call me, or they can email me. My phone number is 721-1099, area code 506, because I forget that sometimes. And sellit@michellehardy.ca is my email.
Excellent. And if anyone wants to get a hold of me, my number is 506-639-2230 or jason@canadahomesorrent.ca. And that's it, Michelle. Is there anything else you want to add?
Nope. That's it for today.
Awesome. Well, thanks for listening, folks. This is Rotten Avocado, and we will be releasing another podcast in a few weeks. So pay attention and listen for us. Rotten Avocado is produced by Jazzy Monkey Studios, distributed by Anchor.fm, and can be listened to on Spotify, iTunes, and Google Podcasts.